News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. Do you still have a BlackBerry? Might want to pay attention to this. After a five-year slide, BlackBerry's looking for ways to stop the bleeding. Fox Business Network's Elizabeth McDonald has the latest story.
Struggling smartphone maker BlackBerry, which pioneered on-your-hip email with its first smartphones and email pagers, said on Monday that it had set up a committee to review its options, sparking debate over whether Canada's one-time crown jewel is more valuable as a whole or broken up piece by piece by competitors or private investors. The company said that Prem Watsa, who is Fairfax Financial Holdings, is BlackBerry's biggest shareholder, is leaving the board to avoid a possible conflict of interest as BlackBerry determines its next steps. Elizabeth McDonald, Fox News Radio.
The former Marathon County probation agent found guilty of taking prescription drugs from the people she supervised will go to prison. Kim Hanisch's sentencing hearing was earlier today, and it took a few hours. The court heard from a victim and several character witnesses. Hanisch found guilty on four different felony counts in relation to the drug thefts and misconduct in office. Judge Ann Knox Bauer gave Hanisch a year and a half in prison, followed by 2 years extended supervision and 7.5 years of probation. She'll also have to undergo substance abuse treatment and counseling while in prison. One of two Sheboygan area teens charged with killing a grandparent in for sentencing today. Rusty Melberg has the story.
Antonio Barbeau will have to wait until he is 50 years old to have a chance at leaving prison for his role in the murder of his great-grandmother. Judge Timothy Van Akron sentenced the 14-year-old Sheboygan teen to life in prison today for his role in the death of Barbara Olson. Back in June, the prosecution and defense reached a plea deal allowing Barbeau to avoid a jury trial in exchange for a state request to have parole eligibility 35 years after sentencing. Judge Van Akron followed suit, making it until Barbeau's birthday in November of 2048 when he can apply for parole. Barbeau, along with 14-year-old Nathan Papa Sheboygan, killed Olson at her Sheboygan Falls residence with the use of a hammer and hatchet last September. Pop, who was found guilty of a similar charge by a jury in June, will be sentenced tomorrow. Rusty Melberg, WSAU News.
State and local officials are kicking off their annual Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign this Friday. Wisconsin State Patrol Major Sandra Huxtable with the Bureau of Transportation Safety said the goal is to crack down on impaired driving, which is a leading and preventable cause of fatal crashes in the state. Major Huxtable said there are programs out there to assist impaired individuals. That includes state ride programs and a Drive Sober application for your Android and iPhone. The application is free, and it does provide a guideline for a user's blood alcohol level based on information entered. It also provides a list of public transportation and designated drivers available based on location. Huxtable said the app is available at their website, www.zeroinwisconsin.gov. We'll put a link to that on WSAU.com. The News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast for tonight. Mostly clear with some patchy fog. Lows down in the 40s in the far north. Around 50, Wausau and south. We'll have light north wind. Tuesday's outlook partly cloudy, but highs will be in the 60s in the far north to the 70s, Wausau and south. Winds north-northwest at 6 to 15 miles per hour. Tuesday night, clear and cool with some patchy fog, again possible, especially in the low-lying and river valley areas. Lows will be in the 30s in the north, 40s elsewhere. Partly cloudy, a bit warmer Wednesday. Expect a high near 75. Winds will be westerly at 5 to 10. That's news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.